Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead with our good buddy Joel LaBava. Joel is the president of Franchise Selection Specialist. I'll get that right in a minute. And he's one of the top franchise experts in our brain trust. And he's joining us all the way from the great city of Cleveland, Ohio. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
You know, Joel, I was talking to the audience before you got here about the two key principles of a franchise operation. The franchisor, the person who had the dream, the idea, the business model that was thought could be scaled. And that's the franchisor, like the people who sell McDonald's franchises, that kind of thing. And then they're the franchisee, who is the person who buys the franchise, the local person who buys the franchise and operates that business as their own business, but with somebody else's business model, the franchisor's business model in the local community. And so could we talk a little bit about that? You know, we got a tough economy right now. Joel, and it looks like we're going to be in it for a little while. I mean, let's just call it like it is. I always try to be optimistic, but we can't sugarcoat things. And when I say tough economy, some people may not be having as tough a time as others. And if you're not, congratulations. But I think overall we've got a challenging, worrisome economy for sure. And how's that impacting franchisors and franchisees?
Well, it's really been impacting our industry for several months now. I just came from, I was invited as a group of business owners to have lunch with the Cleveland Federal Reserve Bank, which is one of the 12 banks yep. that make the decisions. Yep. And we were all talking about this economy. And quite frankly, the consensus was that the consumer really hasn't felt this thing yet, and that's going to be coming in a little while. So, you know, we just have to hang in there for a while. You and I were talking, off the air, that, you know, guys like us, we just keep showing up, and we do the best we can. But the franchise industry, franchisors are most certainly trying to find creative ways to find prospective franchise owners, which is kind of good for me because I can sell some ads on the Franchise King blog. But not too many people right now are actively ready to take a risk investing in their own franchise.
How much of that is because, you know, anytime you put together any kind of a business deal, any kind of a business acquisition deal, their capital comes from a lot of different sources. Right. And from the, you know, sometimes the seller, in this case the franchisor, might do a little financing, who knows. The buyer is going to have to come up with some skin in the game. Maybe there's some equipment that could be leased. Maybe there's some equipment that could be financed. But also maybe there's some bank debt that could be brought into the play. I wonder how much of the limiting of the credit options that we have now, the limitation on credit options that we have right now, how much is that playing a part of franchises right now?
Quite frankly, I don't have enough people that I'm working with that are going far enough in the process to figure out if the banks are loaning yeah. money or not.
Yeah.
But my gut, and I always go with my gut. My gut tells me if someone has good credit, a pretty good net worth, and it's not a franchise that is just something so bizarre,
yeah.
That a bank's not going to look at it seriously, I think the money will be out there. I really do.
Well,
I think the SBA needs to get involved with it.
I know that local banks are making loans. Yeah. Independent community banks are making loans.
Yeah,
and I think you're right. I think if you've got a good business model, but also I think what you're going to have is you're going to have a relationship with a bank before they'll make a loan like that. I think if you, I'm concerned that if you just walked in cold, you know, without a lot of prior experience in this particular area, and you want to start up a brand spanking new business, what you're going to have to know, I think, Joel, does your banker have one of your competitors as a customer, and they know that company is operating well, is operated well, you know, by good managers, and they're still having a tough time. That might be something you've got to pay attention to. I'm not trying to paint a negative picture. I'm just saying this is another thing you need to focus on.
That's true, and I never thought of that. But I think the local banks are. You're right. I mean, that is the way to go right now. And as I was saying, the SBA helps the local banks, and if they jump in, I think it'll be okay.
Right. No, I agree. And the local banks work with the SBAs.
Sure they do.
I mean, the local bank. And if your bank doesn't offer you an SBA loan, you know, ask them to help you with one. Or ask them to help you find somebody who does.
Yeah, and if you lenders. Yeah.
And if your local bank doesn't do that, ask the SBA office who is available to do that, or a small business development center near you.
Right.
That's another way to find
the connections. Anyway, yeah, they have the connections with the SBA.
That's exactly right. So, so one of the things I know you like to talk about, Joel, and I agree with you, I'm glad you're saying this. I always say, do business with other small businesses as much as you can, and which largely means do business with your neighbors as much as you can. What do you think?
That is so important. I think that's something that's really overlooked. I mean, you know, how do we help our local economies? Well, first of all, if you're going to go online to shop for something, you know, it's as easy as putting in, search engine optimization companies. Instead of putting that in, put in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
Search engine optimization companies.
Boise, Idaho, Dimebox,
yeah,
Texas.
Wherever you live. Put a couple extra words in the search engine if you're going to use the internet, and give the local companies a shot.
It works like a charm, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
And they may have, you know, if you see something in a catalog, if you see something online, you know, I've done that myself. I've actually, you know, seen something maybe that I wanted online, and I've looked around to see if I could get it today, you know, locally.
Well, right.
And sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't.
You don't pay the shipping. Right, you don't pay the shipping cost.
Yep.
And you keep the money flowing locally.
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought, Joel. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Joel Labava. He and I will be after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Could have tripped out DC, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my brand spanking new website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That address is not new. It's 11 years old, but the stuff you find there, the way you find it, is brand spanking new. Well, of course, a lot of the stuff is the same stuff, because that's what we do here, what we've been doing for 11 years. But the way we put it together, we got a brand new structure there, brand new website that I think you'll like a lot. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Joel Labava is our guest. He's made many deposits of wisdom on all of our websites. And, Joel, give us your website, please.
It is franchiseselectionspecialists.com.
All right, so check it out. If you're interested in getting someone to help you find a franchise or build one, contact Joel about that. Joel, we're talking about doing business locally, and I agree with you 100%. And I'll tell you something. The way I think about it, my prime focus is to do business with a small business whenever I can, and that's first. That's first on my list. And then if I can do it locally, I do it locally. But my first goal, my website was built by a small business. All of my websites and my email is hosted by a small business. Every single thing that I have of any significance in my operation, every significant payment, every significant check we make in our business, including to our bank, is a small business. That's the world we live in, and I encourage people to do that. And I'll tell you why, Joel. I believe that Wall Street and our federal government got us into this mess we got. Yes, there's plenty of blame to go around, but I think the fundamental culprits in all this is Wall Street and Washington. And they got us into this, but I think small business owners, Joel, are the ones that are going to lead us out of this.
Sure they are. They're the biggest employers, and small business owners like you and I drive the economy in our own little way. Combined, that's how it works.
And let me tell you a couple of other reasons, Joel. We have values. Does anybody think Barney Frank and Chris Dodd and the guys who re-securitized mortgages that added no value to the economy, only made fees, do you think any of those guys have any values? If they had values, they wouldn't have done what they did. They wouldn't have let us get into this kind of condition. But Main Street, small business owners, have values. And I'll tell you one other thing. Those guys don't believe in anything. We believe in ourselves. We believe in the marketplace. We believe in our customers and our employees. And that kind of attitude, I think, Joel, is an American attitude. And that's what I want to invest in.
Yes, yes. I small business owners do run their businesses in a little different way than a big GM or a Ford or something. It's just different. The attitude is totally different.
Well, a lot of the big companies are moving chess pieces around on a chessboard. At a small business, those chess pieces have names, and we know who they are. We know their children. We know when their children's doctor's appointments are almost. We certainly know what grade they're in school. We know what they want to do. We know what their dreams and their fears are, and so it's different on Main Street. We pay attention to the human beings on Main Street, don't we?
Yes, yes, we do, because we're human beings ourselves.
And see, this is another thing, folks. You know, as you're driving around, I just think that one of the ways consumers, Joel, can help the economy is by giving a small business an opportunity at their business. Give them a shot at their business. If you've driven by a small business all these years to go to the big box, give a small business a shot at that business for once. What do you think?
That's right. That's right. A lot of franchises are big businesses, but locally they're small businesses.
Yeah.
And local franchise owners are a great example of keeping money in the community. Just because you're a franchisee of a big franchisor, mm-hmm. like a Subway or something, I mean, it doesn't mean that you're not paying taxes locally. You're not bringing revenue.
The people who own those franchisees, they're your neighbors. They're coaching the ball teams and the Cub Scouts and the PTAs and stuff like that. They're your neighbors.
That's right. That's right. And they're providing jobs, yeah. and revenue.
Are you seeing many new franchise opportunities being created by franchisors these days?
There's always, even with this economy, there's always new things being created. It depends on what it is, you know. It can't be anything that's going to be a fad, Jim. And that's the worrisome part for me when I watch some of the new franchisors appear.
They're trying to create fads?
Is it going to be a one-year hit wonder, or is it going to be something sustainable?
Yeah. Although, I never thought Dippin' Dots would make it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And they're still out there, Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, they're still dipping.
Yeah. Joel, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us that website one more time, please.
Sure. FranchiseSelectionSpecialists.com.
And if they wanted you to help them, you'd help them either find a franchise if they needed one, or if they want to start a franchise, could you help them organize that?
Oh yeah, I work with the best of the best who can help them do that.
All right,
that's the easy part.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Joel. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Jim.
Joel Abava, ladies and gentlemen, Franchise Selection Specialists. And put a .com on the end of that, and that's his website. Got to go for just a minute. I'll be back after these messages with our good friend Cliff Inico. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
I get a strong, uneasy feeling
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.